Grace and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ and from God our Father. It is good to be with you today. I bring you greetings on behalf of our Bishop Murray Fink, who is supposed to be taking a sabbatical. But this last week we had a teleconferencing with him with the Tour de Revs, and I saw him in the back of the room sitting in the last chair, but he was there. But he is taking a sabbatical this summer, and of course he's also helping to prepare for the churchwide assembly, which is coming in August. And also bring you greetings on behalf of your brothers and sisters of the Hukilau Conference, the 10 other congregations, which are on three islands. And it's good to, again, be with you this morning. I'm kind of in the middle of visiting all the congregations. This is one thing that I wanted to do as I was elected to bishop, I mean to dean. Sorry about that.
I have a question, Jeremy.
No. I heard former Bishop Chilstrom said one time that if someone desires to be the presiding bishop, they almost deserve it. And so I don't want that. But being elected dean, I decided that I would like to go around and visit all the congregations on Sunday morning, and my congregation agreed to that much too quickly. Much too quickly. I went, sure, go. So Pastor Bruce Kraft, who many of you know, is preaching at Christ Lutheran in Mililani this morning. I have a couple things that I just want to make some announcements. First of all, because we got some things coming up. First of all, out on the table out there, I have been trying to put together a newsletter, an e-newsletter, I'm calling it, of the Hukilau. I sent it out yesterday, and for those that are on the email list, hopefully you received that. If you'd like to get on that email list, is just put your email address out there, and then I'll make sure that you get that, so there's information out there. Another thing, as I talked about, as we prepare for churchwide assembly, is that there is going to be a teleconferencing event at Christ Lutheran in Mililani. This is Sunday, August 2nd at 1 p.m. They're gathering all of the voting members for churchwide assembly for a time of discussion and conversation. I've got some of these flyers out there on the table also, so if you'd like to pick those up, that would be wonderful too. And also, we have been in the planning process of looking at what the mission of the Hukilau is. We started this back in May, and I just compiled everything. And yes, it took a while for me to do that, just because of some other things in the way, like summer camp and vacation and all those kind of things. But I've got those out on the table there, too. And I made about 15 copies, and so if we need to make more copies, there'll be a copy there for you. But just those things to take a look at this morning. And just wanted those couple announcements before we begin this morning. I'd like to begin my sermon with, it's a little song. You can sing along. It's Alleluia Chorus, and then What a Friend We Have in Jesus. If you don't know it, you can just hum along, too. So let's pray. Alleluia. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Janet and son Jonathan like to play games, board games. Last night we were playing Yahtzee, and you'll see Jonathan's got a big smile on his face because he got two Yahtzees last night, and I just threw the dice up in the air and went, I quit. I mean, you know, that's an extra 100 points right there, and there was no way I was making that up. But one of our games that we played games, and then all of a sudden I said, you know, there's a game that I grew up on, the game of life. How many of you remember playing the game of life when you were growing up? You know, it's a nice little simple game there, right? You know, it's the game of life. You open up the board there, and you got this wonderful little car there. And of course, all the stereotypical things is you have to get married, you have to have children, and you just kind of go through life, and it's just really a lot of fun. Well, I said, you know what? I'd like to get that game so we can play it. Well, you know, we open it up, and first of all, there's a whole bunch of new rules. And I went, this is getting tough, you know? And now, it's not that you have to buy one house, you have to buy a starter home. Can you believe that? You have to buy a starter home, and then you got to buy another home, and then, you know, there's long-term investments. This was never part of the game of life when I was growing up, and I just went, life has gotten a lot tougher. Hold on to that for a moment. I want to thank you for your ministry here. And it's since what, 1900? This church has been the mother church of so many different churches and just been the stalwart. And I want to thank you for the way that you've shared ministry, especially with the Hukilau conference. As I've been telling everyone, 2 years ago, we got the wonderful joy, and I still say it was a joy, to host the Synod Assembly for the first time in 20 years here on the island. And I've got to know a lot of you because of that event, because of the way that you volunteered and you helped out. From opening worship to closing worship, is people of the whole Synod have said, that's been the best Synod Assembly ever. And they keep talking about it. Every time I hear the planning team of any Synod Assembly, they keep saying, let's do what we did in Hawaii. And so you have had a powerful impact, not only on our conference and then this community here, but also with our synod there. And I want to thank you for that. And I want to thank you for enabling your pastor, Pastor Jeff, to help us out in powerful ways. Certainly he only works on Sunday, half day at most, as we all say, and we all know that. But I want you to know that 2 weeks ago we were up at Camp Erdman and had a wonderful summer camp. And he's been a real great driving force behind our youth organization, and we are now incorporated and we're getting everything together there, and he's been a wonderful part of that. So I want you to know is that you've got a wonderful leader here, and I just want to thank Pastor Jeff in front of you, saying that he's been a great force of helping us to do that. Again, it's a model. Yes, give him a hand. It's a model that our synod is looking at and churchwide is looking at as something that churches can do together, because the 6-7 congregations that are part of this is that it's something that hasn't been done before. And it's wonderful. And when I think about all the things that we do together, that's why I picked this text, and the text is printed in your bulletin there if you want to look at it again from Ephesians. Because Paul says, I want you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. As I just kind of went through and compiled our planning process, it's interesting, we talked about strengths and weaknesses of the Hukilau. And it's interesting that diversity showed up on both a strength and a weakness. But in that diversity is what Paul is talking about here, is bearing with one another in love, maintaining the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And that's something that we do here in this conference, is that we gather together in worship. Someone this morning asked if this was the first time I was here. I says, no, but the last time I was here, it was a wonderful celebration. It was in January. It was a prayer for Christian unity. You hosted and did a wonderful job of hosting us as we celebrated life together with the UCC Church and with the Episcopal Church. And it was just a wonderful event to again show our unity throughout the islands that we have here as Christians. And that's what Paul is calling about here. He says there is one body, there is one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. This verse is very powerful, and it was so meaningful that I used it about 25 years ago. Let's see, that date would have been 8/4/84, the day of my ordination. And that's right, it's been 25 years. But I was only ordained when I was 10. I just want you to know that, in case you're trying to figure that out. But it's that powerful verse that Paul tells us is that we're in this together. There's one body, the unity that we have together. And I see that in this wonderful conference. Do you know that this is the only conference in our synod that meets not just once a year, but twice a year? Do you know that this is the only conference that actually has a lay leadership and has a team behind us and has a treasury and all those wonderful things? Every time I meet with the deans, they keep saying, we need to do this and we need to do this. And I'll go, yes, it'd be great because we're doing it. And I said, I would just encourage you to do that. Some of them said, gee, that's wonderful that you're getting around to each congregation and preaching there. And I says, I know. It is wonderful, but I know that some of you are not welcomed in some of your congregations and your conference, unfortunately. That's the life of the church. But here Paul is encouraging us to remember the one Lord, the one faith, the one baptism that we have. Because as he goes on to talk about, he talks about it's God's grace. It's not our doing, it's God's grace that enables us to celebrate that. In all humility and gentleness and patience, we have to remember that we're not here because we want to be here. We're here because God has put us here. And that's what he says is, you have gifts. All of you have gifts. Some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelism, some pastors, some singers, some teachers, some drum players, some guitar players. You all have gifts. And use those gifts, not just for the people that are here. He says that that's part of it. He says to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Indeed, that's why we have these gifts, is to build up the body of Christ. But what Paul is also encouraging us to do is build up the body of Christ and then open up the doors. Build up the body of Christ and then go out into the community. Build up the body of Christ so that people will see that there is the love and the grace of Jesus Christ. Build up that body of Christ so that many more people will come to know the light of Christ. As we sang in that first hymn for this morning, Christ be our light so that we can be the light to others. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. So Paul says, build up this body of Christ until all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to maturity. Now there's a problem I have with that word, maturity. Does anybody know what that means? I don't know what that means. It's a process. We're always on that process. Is anyone here really mature yet? I don't. Not yet, huh? No, I'm looking at even some people that are just a couple years older than I am. We're not there yet. We're working on it. And that's what Paul says, as we work on this, until we come to the knowledge of the Son of Christ, to the maturity, to the full measure of the stature of Christ. And I'll tell you, that day will come, but you know when that day will be is when we're standing right in front of Jesus Christ and he makes us perfect. And then we'll go, okay, now I am mature. Until then, we can be immature. Remember that. We can. But Paul says, that's why the church is here, to build up the body of Christ, to open up the doors. And then to remember the game of life. What did I say about the game of life? It's got a lot tougher. It has. We live in a day and age when life continues to get tougher and tougher and tougher. It's not just our economic life, but it's just life in general. We've got so many things going on and things are just running by us and we're missing so many things. Is it Paul wants us to lift that up? To say that you're the one body of Christ. To celebrate that. Because there's some people that need to hear that. They need to hear the good news. Because they're not hearing it out in the world. They just can't take the time to slow down enough. The game of life is tough and it's getting tougher. And the church is here to walk alongside. Our gospel lesson for this morning is so powerful. The disciples have been running here and there. Jesus has been running here and there. And what does he say? He looks at the disciples and he can just see the stress on their faces. He can just say that, oh man, they're getting burned out. What does he say to them? He says, go away and rest to a deserted place. And that's what they do. Jesus says the same things to us. That's why we gather on Sunday morning, to come together, to again hear the word, to celebrate the supper, so that we have this time apart but also together, so that we can go out and take on the challenges of life, and again to remember that God is with us and to share that with others. The game of life continues to get tougher, but with the grace and love of God, we make it through one day at a time. And for that, we say, thanks be to God. Amen.